Okay, welcome back to another exciting edition of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. I'm Craig Norman, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Diane Andreville. Diane, we had an eventful week last week. We'll get into that in a second. On today's show, all right, we're only going to have three segments, all right? We're going to have our intro, and we're going to recap last week. We're going to have our recap where we'll preview the upcoming week, and we have a special show today where we have Maeva Denali, second year student at Bishop's, who's leaving after this year. She's an exchange student, and Edith Noblechilla, fifth year senior. And the reason we have them on the show is twofold. They're both leaving school this year, all right, and they're both internationals, and they're great friends. So we're going to talk about their time at Bishop's University, but first, Diane, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm good. We had an exciting week last week, all right? We played against two great teams, all right? And our week we had a game scheduled for Tuesday night, and it was postponed against Laval because of a power outage at the university that affected the timings of the game. And it's funny because that was the second time a game was canceled against Laval. We had played them last Sunday and at Laval, and then we were supposed to play them on the Tuesday. It was canceled. It was rescheduled for Friday at home, and then we had to get on a bus on Saturday at noon and play McGill at 4. Now, we managed to win a great game against Laval University on Friday night. What was the score in that game?
We won 59-58.
And any stats of interest?
Yes, Edith had a great game again. She had 18 points and 7 rebounds. Ashley and Maud each had 11 points, and Marie was close to a double-double. She had 9 points and 12 rebounds.
Now, it was an absolutely fantastic game. You know, it was tight. I think it was a 1-point game at halftime.
Yes.
I think, you know, what was the score after three quarters?
I believe it was tied.
I think it was tied.
Yeah, it was tied.
I was pretty sure it was tied. We went into the fourth quarter, and it's interesting because on the Sunday we played Laval, it was tied after one quarter, after two quarters, after three quarters, and then they pulled away after 37 minutes. Well, in this game, it was tied after three quarters, and it was just an absolutely fantastic game. But we made a run in the fourth quarter, and we got up by 15. All right? Like, we went on a terrific roll, but then Laval came storming back. All right? And down the stretch, all right, we had a couple of meltdowns on the defensive end of the floor. Marimar Chizadi made a huge error in the last 4 seconds, She knew she made a mistake, and we almost paid dearly for it. But Laval missed a shot at the buzzer, and we managed to cling on for a 1-point victory, which was great considering Laval was ranked 3rd in the country at that time. But we had played them on the Sunday and the Friday, and now we have to go into McGill. And we didn't have a day to recover. We didn't have a day to prepare, and McGill did not play a game while we played Laval twice in two epic battles. And it's not an excuse, all right? But, you know, no one, like a couple of weeks ago, Eddie Pomacala, a mentor of mine, sent me a message which said, it was 8 reasons why no one cares you're tired. And we went into McGill and we were a bit tired, and McGill didn't care. No one else out there really, you know, they just look at the final score. McGill handed it to us pretty good. I believe it was 70-46.
Yes.
And, you know, we just could not compete the way we wanted to. And, you know, give McGill credit. They kicked our butt pretty good. But you know what, Diane, I think there was some positives from the game.
Yes, there were.
I think that we got some players in the game. You know, Eva Kawar, who's been working so hard this year, developing her game, you know, came into the game and scored 5 points. She knocked down 2 shots, and I think it bodes well for her future. Sarah Bazinet and Jessica Dodig each played about 5 or 6 minutes, and I thought it was tremendous for our team, and we learned a good lesson, you know, that that if you're not ready to play physically and mentally, you're gonna pay a price. But I thought we handled it well,
yes.
And I was happy with our week. All right, you know, it's strange because we've played a lot of games against top 10 opponents this year. All right, and we never seem to get the respect we want. And right now, I'm gonna read out the top 10 rankings for this week because I got them today. Carleton's number one, Regina's number two, Acadia's number three, McMaster is four, Laval is fifth, McGill is sixth, Saskatchewan seventh, Windsor eight, Trinity Western nine, and Calgary 10. Now, within a span of 2 or 3 weeks, we knocked McGill off at home, and they were ranked number one in the country. They're now ranked sixth. All right, we beat McGill. I mean, we beat Laval, and they were ranked third in the country. And now they're number five. The funny part is we've beaten as many top 10 teams in the country as anybody this year, and we can't garner any votes. We knock people down, but we don't get the respect that I think that we deserve. But that will come in due time. Just an interesting tidbit, all right, that I thought I would have to voice. Now, Diane, can you recap what happened in the rest of the league? Maybe just go through the standings and the Cégep League as well.
So last week, Concordia went to UQAM on Thursday and they lost 89-70. And on Sunday, UQAM played again, but at Laval, and they lost 66-63.
Wow. So the standings right now, I think Laval and McGill are tied atop the conference, 10-4.
Yeah.
We're 7-8. UQAM is what?
5-10.
5-10.
And Concordia is 4-10.
All right. So right now, as it stands right now, we've clinched third place, which is huge for Bishops. All right. You know, Bishops has not been in the playoffs since, I think, 2011.
Yeah.
All right. And it's been a real drought. So, you know, we're making a jump from 2-14 last year, and we've already won 7 games, and we're right knocking on the door to being a top 10 team. All right, we just got to get a little more consistency, and as far as I'm concerned, we haven't even peaked yet, and we haven't played our best basketball. So, you know what? We can solidify our season by getting a victory in our last regular season game, but you know, we're either playing Laval or McGill moving forward in the playoffs. So it's going to be another stiff challenge. All right. Diane, what happened in the Cégep League this week?
Yeah, so there were 3 games on Friday. And Trois-Rivières won 68-54 versus Édouard-Montpetit. Sainte-Foy won 71-65 versus Champlain-Lennoxville. And Dawson won 65-48 against Vanier. And on Sunday, Montmorency won 81-46 versus Edouard Montpetit.
Perfect. So that wraps up our first segment. We're going to be right back with Edith Noblechilla and Maeva Denali.
Don't know who you think I am, but me scared if I were you. Don't know who you think I am, but promise it ain't true. Thought you put me down. See right through your life. Surprise. You take me for a fool, but I'm in control. Got you wrapped around my fingers, running circles, babe.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Today, we're very fortunate to be joined by 2 players that are going to be leaving us after this year. We got Maeva Denali and we got Edith Noblechilla. Edith's been here for 5 years. She's having a great, great year on the court and in the classroom. And Maeva's only been here for 2 years, and we wish we had her for another 3 years, but we don't. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Hi, Coach.
You know, for all you listeners out there, all right, this Friday night's going to be a special night, as we mentioned on the intro segment. It's seniors night, and we got four players graduating. We got Edith and Maeva, who we're joined by today, and we have Mara Marchesotti and Noemi Amel Petit, who are all going to be bidding Bishop's University a farewell. I think it's a good time for them because they're moving on with their life, but I think it's also a sad time because they've spent some very formative years at Bishop's University, and we're going to talk a bit about that today. But first off, I want you girls to talk about our games last week versus Laval and McGill and your thoughts on those games.
Who's going to go first? You?
Maeva, what are you thinking?
I think the most important game last week was Laval. And I think the team did a great job to get the win because it was really important for us to win. Because it was a home game, and also because we wanted to confirm our playoff spot.
Yeah.
We started the game with a bit of struggle on the defensive side of the court, but we did a great job to come back. And I'm happy because it was a tight game all the game. And you know, last year we lost a lot of games by 1 point, 2 points, 5 points, but this year we are able to win this game. So it's a good thing for the team.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point around that was an important game. I thought it was an important game because we had went down to Laval on Sunday and we lost a close game there. And then the game was canceled on the Tuesday and then Laval was coming. And I think if they beat us two in a row, we're not, like, McGill game becomes way too much meaningful, like for a tired team. So I agree with you, Maeva. Now, Edith, what were your thoughts on the games?
Well, I think that the game against Laval was a tie game. So, yeah. Of course, then after that, to go to play a tough opponent like McGill, like, it's a hard one. But I think that more for us, the last weekend was kind of a lesson for us, like, to be ready for what is going to be in the playoff or all that. I think it's not an excuse, but I think it, of course, like, affects certain factors, like the amount of energy that we spend during the games against Laval.
Yeah.
Like, it's an important factor when you have to go and play against McGill.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's not an excuse, but, like, I think that we have learned from that, and it's going to be a good experience for us when we have to start playing the playoff games.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's interesting because a couple of, I don't know, maybe a week ago, I handed out a thing to you girls. Coach Andrew gave it to you. It was 8 reasons why no one cares you're tired. But there's some exceptions to that, all right? And I think that the fact that we played Laval, a top 3 team in the country, when we played them within 4 or 5 days, and McGill played nobody, and then we had to travel to McGill. It put us in a real tough situation because, you know, McGill had lost to Concordia, they were waiting for us, and like Maeva said, we really extended ourselves versus Laval. All right, and there is no excuse, but there are lessons to be learned, and I think it would have been a fairer judgment of where we're really at if McGill had played the same amount of games and were under the same demands as us. But again, you know what? I thought there was some positives, even though we didn't win both games. It was still a great week for Bishop's University women's basketball. Now, Edith, and this is important too, and this is, you've done this for 5 years. Can you talk about some of the challenges of facing tough opponents 4 times in a year?
Well, to be honest, I think that it's the first time that I play. Well, not the first time, but like when I talk in it's like when I compare when I play in Ecuador and how the league is here, or in other countries in Argentina too, or when I play with the national team. Like when I have to play against 4 times with the same teams, for me the challenges are that at the beginning, you can see that in the first half of the season, like when you finish the game, like maybe the difference between the games is big, like 15 points, 20 points, and then in the second half of the season, like you see that the games get even closer all the time, and it's because like all the teams, of course, they start adjusting what yeah. the other teams are doing, so they prepare for you, so they start, I don't know, trying new strategies with you, and if those things. I don't know if they are not working or they are working well, they will continue like adjusting things. So it make even harder all the time, like the next game and yeah. the.
Like I think it's so important that people understand there when you're playing an opponent four times. Like take our second game versus Laval, in a matter of 3 or 4 days, we made some minor adjustments that were huge. All right, and brings me to my second question for you. You probably, you know, given your position and your skill level and what an elite player you are, you have certain matchups throughout the year, and I'm wondering if you could talk about some of your toughest matchups in the conference.
To be honest, I think I respect all the players, and I think what I try to do is like to study them a bit.
Yeah.
To see what they do, what they are the weaknesses, or what they are the strength of them.
Yeah.
So when I have to play against them, I know what is the what I have to adjust in order to make my job better in the court.
You know, and think of your position. You got Sarah Jane Marois at Laval, who you match up against, and she's been identified with Basketball Canada as one of the top point guards in the country. You have Jaslyn Barker at Concordia, who, different player, right, but very skilled. You have Gladys at McGill, and you have Clara at UCAM, and they're all totally different players, eh? And they all do different things, all right? So I think it's kind of neat, the matchups you have there. Now, Maeva, can... You know, your role has changed a bit on the team over the 2 years, and I want you, like, you've been tremendous with the team and your attitude's been great. You know, maybe you can talk a bit about how your role has changed and how you prepare for your role.
Well, to be honest, I don't make any difference between the Maeva as a starting player and Maeva as coming off the bench. I wake up every morning with the same mindset. I'm just... trying to play hard for me personally, but also for the team, playing with my strength and doing my job, whatever my role is.
Now, Mae, but how old are you right now?
I'm 23.
23. You know, like, I think with Maeva, all right, and number one, I want people to hear this out there, that this team cannot do anything in the playoffs without Maeva contributing and playing at her best, and when she does, we're an unbelievable team. I think Maeva came here from France, and she's had two. Like, I've kind of, a mistake I made with Maeva was expecting too much too soon, I believe, and not realizing that she's in her second year. She has 3 years of eligibility left, and you were just slightly older than a kid graduating from Sejef who comes in here, and I wish I would have the opportunity to coach you for 3 more years because I think you would be a real impact. All right, and I want you to keep focusing on the end of this run you're having. Okay. Now, Maeva, can you give us your thoughts on the different teams in our conference and their strengths and weaknesses?
I think this is a tough conference because everybody can beat everybody. We did it this year. We beat all the four teams. And we get beat by all of the four teams. So, but they are all different. I think you can play very physical.
Yeah.
Laval looks a bit like us. I think they can run the floor. And McGill is a very complete team, I think.
Yeah.
But they don't have the athleticism that we have in our team.
Yeah. How about Concordia?
To be honest, I don't really understand Concordia's style.
Yeah,
I think they score a lot with the guards.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. They have 2 point guards. They have the number 7 and number 21.
Well, tell me this, ladies. You know, now we've clinched third place. All right, and McGill and Laval are still fighting it out for first and second. And they play on Thursday night. Now, I think what they're playing for is not to play against us. All right? That's what I think. Now, this is a difficult question, All right. Who is our preferred matchup from your point of view?
If you ask me.
I'm asking you.
Like, I don't mind at all. Like, I think that the team is ready for anything. I think it's not about them. I think it's more about us. And I think, as you mentioned right now, like, I think that they don't want to play against us. I think that we're a threat from all of them. And I really like that feeling because I compared my first year here, and I remember that teams, they didn't even prepare for us, like, for the games. So it's a really good feeling now that I know that every time that they have to play against us, like, it's a nightmare for them. And as I told you, I think that we are ready for any team. And I think that our team have. I know that any team, every team in the league, they want to win and they want to do it well and all that. But I think that even more us, because we haven't been in that place. We haven't been in playoff in those teams. I think we have more hunger, like more desire. And I think that it reflects when we are playing on the court. I think that our plus is the way how we play is that we had heart to play, like, yeah. and I love it.
Babe, any thoughts from you?
I think that I would say that I prefer to play Lava, just because I think that the advantage that Maggie has against us is that, first of all, they are more experienced. They are used to those big games, and I think that we are a really young team, so that can play against us. And also, I think that I would say Laval, just because we beat them twice this year, so maybe in the psychological aspect, we are more ready to play against Laval.
You know, I think it's a tough question, all right? And you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. All right, you can't really answer it right, can't really answer it wrong. I think we can beat anybody, like Maeva said, and I think we can lose to anybody, all right? And I know this. I was thinking about this on the walk down to the station today. We need our top 8 players to all play hard, and they don't have to play their best in terms of scoring, but I think our focus, our concentration, and our effort have got to be at an elite level, and then we can really see how good we are. And we haven't really done that yet this year. Our top 8 or top 9 have to come totally focused, prepared. And I think we did that in the first 35 minutes of the game versus Laval at home. And we were up by 15. And then we let our concentration go down for a second. You know, and the beauty of our team, like you said, Edith, I think, is we play with passion and heart. But we're still like 20, maybe 25 games into our season, and we still totally haven't peaked, which is perfect, right? Like, and we have learned a ton of lessons, and I think we learned another lesson on the floor this morning, all right? That I think that we still had the residue, we still had a hangover from the McGill game in the first 15, 20 minutes of practice today. But the thing about this team is it never quits, and we got right back into it, and it turned out to be a positive practice. Now, I'm wondering if you girls can touch on your overall experience at BU. Like, how, you know, how fast has the 5 years gone for you, Edith, and your 2 years, and what are some of the memories of being a student athlete at BU?
Well, I just want to start, like, saying that I'm very grateful to be here. I think that my experience here has been like a good one, but not just about basketball or studying. I think like also like outside of the court, and I'm happy to see how how basketball can bring into your life, like, I don't know, like, to meet amazing people. I think that I feel like I'm lucky. I live with a Longley's family, yeah. And I think that they are just a wonderful people, and I'm just very grateful to be with them. And I don't know, I think it's gonna be tough for me when I have to say like bye to them, But I think that's the way it has to be.
Well, I think, Edith, like, one thing I've learned about bishops, and you've been here longer than me, but people involved with bishops really do bleed purple, all right? And I think that you're going to be tied to bishops for the rest of your life. It won't end when you graduate, you know? So I think you're going to be back here. Maybe one day you're going to be the coach of the Lady Gamers, all right? Or your paths are going to cross here again, because I think you've built a lot of special relationships, all right? And for me, I think you're going to go down as one of the great all-time players at Bishop's University, all right? So we're grateful that you've been here as well, all right? And I wish I could have coached you for 5 years. Now, Maeva, what are your thoughts?
Well, the same thing than Edith. I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm happy that I had the opportunity to come at Bishop's. And overall, I think that what I've appreciated the most is really the environment and the way people take care of each other here.
Now, what about in the classroom? How did things go for you guys at Bishop's? Like, Edith, you're going to be graduating with a business degree.
Yep.
And I know you left school for one semester, and you came back and you had to make up some time and make up some courses. And I think part of the experience for you was, like, you're going to be taking home a business degree, which is great, right?
I think, like I said before, like, if basketball can... Because of basketball, I had the opportunity to come here and to get a degree in a foreign country. I had the opportunity also to learn a new language, and I think it's amazing, like, how sport can lead you to that. In the classroom, I think it was at the beginning tough for me because of the language, all that, but then after that, like, I think that my teammates, they played, like, an important role of that. They helped me a lot. And as I said before too, like, in the family, like, the family that I'm living with, like, Dani, like, she's amazing, and she was helping me a lot in my first year, and she's still doing it. And Maeva, that's, like, I think that, I don't know, I think I always joke with Maeva and also with Dani, like, when I finish my degree, I think that she have to get my degree too, and mine too, because, like, to be honest, like,
well, I think Maeva has been helping you a lot with your studies, correct?
She does it, and I really appreciate it, because, like, she doesn't have to do it, and I think she does more than what she has to do, and Dani too, like.
Well, if I may say something, you know, you made a good point about basketball opening doors and all that, and I've said this on the radio show a couple of times, and I've said it to my wife a lot, and she never understands what I mean, but basketball is life, and life is basketball. And I once said this to the team I coached. I said, basketball is not really about basketball. It's not. It's about learning to function within a group that's trying to attain certain goals, and it's about sacrifice and all those intangibles that come with it. Now, I think it's important that people out there know, like, and Maeva came here from France, and she was an exchange student, and she's completing a master's degree. She completed a stage this year, and she's taken, you know, she's such close friends with Edith, and to a lesser degree, I think, with Mara, but you're studying linguistics now. You're studying Spanish, is that correct?
Yes.
And was that, like, how did you come about with that decision? Was it so one day you're going to go play pro with her in South America, or what? What's going on here?
No, I'm just trying to, because as she said, like, we're lucky to be here and to have the opportunity to study here. And I've completed my master's degree in business, and I wanted to do something that's going to benefit for me when I go back to France. For my future, and I think that to have the opportunity to speak Spanish is a...
So you're gonna have three languages, basically. Now, here's something that people don't know too, with, like, and I think that the reason why I brought these two young ladies on today is that I just said basketball is life, and life is basketball. Like, I've watched their friendship grow over 2 years. Sometimes it's frustrated me a bit because sometimes I think they don't compete as hard as they should against one another on the court because they're such good friends. But that's probably not true. That's just my perception, and Coach Norman gets paranoid sometimes. Now, these two young ladies did something really special this year. All right? And we're going to talk. You guys can talk about your friendship and how it's developed. But, you know, you two guys organized our Christmas tournament this year. Maeva did it as part of her stash for her master's, and Edith did it as an experiential learning course for business. And I was probably harder on them with that than I am on, like, coaching them on the floor. And I was paranoid, and I was obsessed that the tournament wouldn't come off. And they did an unbelievable job, all right? And the tournament was like clockwork, and we won two games because Coach Norman didn't have to worry about a thing. He just had to coach. So tell me about that experience, ladies. The way it's the same as life is basketball, and basketball is life, was you guys had to come up with a plan and you had to execute it, correct?
Yeah. I think it was tough because you have to combine the normal classes that you have to take, your courses, plus practice, plus lifting, plus assignments, and also the tournament. But I think that as an athlete, like, you know how to organize yourself. I think that we knew how to manage ourselves during the tournament, all that. And I think that we did a pretty good job. And also have to say that it's a great opportunity that Bishops give all the students, like, to make an internship.
Yeah.
It's like how it's gonna be, it's like being in a real life, in a job.
Yeah.
So to experience that for me also is a plus. Like, when I'm gonna come back home, like, I have the idea how it's gonna be when I'm gonna get a job. And it was nice to share that experience with Maeva. I think that she's very professional in what she does. And I think I learned a lot from her. And I appreciate, I think she had a lot of patience with me too. So thanks for that too.
Now Maeva, for you, I mean, you, that was completing your work for your master's. And I'm wondering, did you think it was a valuable experience moving forward? Do you think you're going to be able to take something from that and bring it to your professional life after you graduate?
Yes, obviously. I think that I've done tournament before, but all of them are different. And especially this one at BU, because the context is different too. I have to study, I have to play basketball, and I have to organize the tournament with Edith. So, as she said, like, I think the most difficult part was to organize, and once we figure out how to manage it, it always
I
all
think
went
maybe
well.
Another lesson you guys learned is, you know, You're sometimes going to be working for people who are very difficult, like a Coach Norman, all right, who doesn't really understand all the work you guys are putting in behind the scenes. And what did I learn? I learned that I needed to trust you guys better, all right? And I probably need to learn to, and I've done a bit better job with the team this year, trusting them, all right? And I want to thank you for the terrific work you did on that tournament, because now the framework's set forever for that tournament. The blueprint is there for success, and you guys are the main reason for that. Now, Edith, I want you to talk about just your five-year career and how quick it passed.
Too fast. I think that in my first year, when I was looking like, oh, I have to be here for 5 years. Like, it's gonna take so long. And now I'm in my fifth year and it passed so quick. And now it's kind of a mix of emotion, like sadness and happiness, because I think that I'm gonna miss a lot the people that I met here. I think, I don't know, like, if it's God or the universe, I don't know what, but like, I consider myself that I'm very lucky, like, always in my way, like, I always met wonderful people, and I think that they are part of what I have success. I think they play an important role for that.
Now, what's going to be next for you next year? Like, I know we've found you an agent, and you're going to pursue a professional career. Is that the next step for you?
Yes, yes. Like, I think that has been my dream always, like since I was a little kid. And that's what I want to do for my life. Like, I really want to go to play pro, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do in order to go to play there. And also, well, next year, well, this year, I have also a tournament with the national team too. And in May too, I have a South American tournament with a club there too. So, yeah, it's going to be like a bit busy year.
Well, Edith, I think you're ready to go play pro, all right? You are ready now. Like, you're practicing like a pro. You're playing like a pro. Your body is a pro body, all right? And I really think you're ready. And I think the 5 years, you may think it went past, but you're ready to go out there now and I think be successful. Now, Maeva, you're in a different situation. You're 2 years... You know, I want you to know that I think your 2 years have gone exactly the way they should have gone, all right? And imagine you had 3 more years. You'd be her sitting right over there. That's how good you would be. So I'm wondering how your 2 years have gone. Have they gone by really fast? And what's next for you?
Yes, really fast too. I think it was two nice years, a good challenge. And you know what, like, I didn't have the opportunity to thank the two wonderful people with who I live. Keith and Claudette are just amazing persons, and they've been treating me like as if I was their daughter, and I could never thank them enough for that. And to be honest, they made those 2 years really easy for me.
Now, what is seniors night going to be for? Like, what is that going to mean to you two? You're going to be recognized on Friday night as graduating as seniors from Bishop's, and I say this to most, like, to kids that I know have contributed a lot in sacrifice, and I said it in practice, those that stay shall be champions. And you guys stuck it out, and there's been good and bad times for both of you where you guys could have walked away and you didn't. And that's a testament to your character, all right? And I believe you're both champions, and you've both stuck it out for the course. And I think it's going to be an emotional night for you on Friday. Have you guys thought about it at all? Like, Edith, you've been here for 5 years. This is your last game at Bishop's, you know, and your last regular season game. And for you too, Maeva, you know? And I think it's going to be emotional, I'm wondering, have you thought about it at all?
I think it's going to be like a really special night for me because all what it means. I think it means a lot about basketball, but I don't know. I think, as I said before, it's everything. It's like the people that I met, the people that was behind me in order to get a degree, which is my family back home, which is... Danny's family, the Longleys, which I consider my family too. And I think, I don't know, I don't want to say names because I know that I'm going to miss any name.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy. I'm just happy that to be here, to be lucky.
Yeah.
And I just feel that I just want to be grateful with all the people that have supported me here. And I think it's gonna be, as I say, like, I think it's gonna be a bit sad that night because I really had a great experience here, and it's tough to say bye, but
it's part of life.
It's part of life, yes.
Well, look, I know you too, and I think you guys are gonna rise to the occasion because you practice hard every day, and I think it's gonna be a great night. All right, and it's going to be something you guys are going to remember for the rest of your life. Now, Maeve, I got a question for you before we wrap it up, because I think it's become a big part of your life. But I'm wondering if, you know, basketball is life, and life is basketball, and sometimes on a team there's special relationships that bond. All right, and you're from France, Edith's from Ecuador, and for whatever reason, as God brought you together, right, in Little Lennoxville. How does that happen? Who knows, right? But I'm wondering if you know, and on given teams, all right? Once upon a time, Coach Norman played on teams. And Coach Norman doesn't have a lot of friends in this world because he's a pretty strange dude. But, you know, I did build some good relationships on the floor, all right? And I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about the special relationship that you and Edith have.
Yes, I think it surprised people that Edith and I are so close because we look different, but in in fact, I think we are pretty much the same. I think that we became close because I saw in her the value that she has, and I think it all started with basketball. I think I disagree with you when you said that we don't compete against each other. I think we became.
I knew you would.
I think we became friends thanks to that, because we could be honest with each other, have a nice conversation, talk with objectivity, and what happened on the court never affected how we were outside the court. Yeah. And one step to another, that's why we became closer and became friends. But I think it's because I think she's an amazing person, and I think that she has made me better for the last 2 years, and I hope that I've made her better too. But
yeah, you did.
Edith, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, like as Maiva said, I think to say that somebody is your friend, like for me, like it's really special. I don't have too many friends because I think that friends, it means a lot for me, that word. What I saw on Maeva is that she's a very good kid. Like she's very honest and she's very responsible. I think what I see in a person is the values, and I think that we share most of them. We have the same values, and that's why we became friends. And also, like outside of the court, like I think we push each other all the time. Like even when we go to do lifting, like sometimes I'm grabbing, I don't know, 35, and she's like, "Come on, I take the 40." I say like, "No, I'm sore. Like no way, take the 40." And I think it's nice. It's nice to have kind of that friendship, like somebody that is gonna push you on the court, outside the court, also in the classroom, like. And I share the same that she say. I think it's mutual. I think that I feel that she's an amazing person too, and I wish her the best. Like,
well, listen, like again, you know what? It's this radio show has been great for our program, and it's been really great for me because I get to learn a lot more about you girls when you come in here. All right, and these two, you know, they sacrifice for the team. They put the team way above themselves. All right, at many team meals, all right, you know, when we're on the road or when we're eating, there's one thing about these two girls is they get served their food first, their plate first. They will not touch a bite until everybody's seated at the table, and that pretty well sums them up as basketball players too. I know that Edith and Maeva defer to their teammates when sometimes they could just take things under control. And it's because they want everybody to eat, all right? And look, for me as a coach, I've learned way more from the two of you than you've ever learned from me, all right? And BU has been enriched by your presence here, all right? And the school, I'm gonna talk on behalf of not just the basketball program, but the institution of Bishop's University. We are grateful that both of you came here, and we are lucky that you came here. And I wish you continued success on and off the court. And once a Gator, always a Gator. All right? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tell me lies. Won't you tell me lies?
Welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This is the wrap-up segment of our show this week. We, you know, I thought that visit with Edith and Maeva was touching. It was emotional. Diane, I could see if we went any further with that interview, there would have been some tears coming down. What yes. do you think?
Yeah, it was close.
You know, again, I'm going to mention, special part of this radio show is that I get to learn things about the about my players that I don't think I would be in tune with if I didn't have this show. So it's been, you know, a special experience this year. And once again, I want to thank the people at CJMQ for giving us this opportunity. Now, this upcoming week, we have our last regular season game.
Yes.
And all the games, like what separates this conference and makes it so special is the strength of every team in our conference. All right, we've beaten every team and every team has beaten us. All right, with our win against Laval last week, we clinched third place. All right, but first place and second place are still open, all right, between Laval and McGill. And whoever comes second, we have to go play against. So we don't know who we're playing against. And fourth and fifth place has not been determined yet. All right? Now, for us in third place, it's not a meaningless game because we are 7-8. We could get to 500. All right? And we don't want to go into the playoffs losing our last two regular season games and finishing under 500. Would you not agree?
Yes, I agree, especially after all the hard work that we've been putting in. And also, it'll be great and well-deserved if our senior girls were able to win one last time at Bishop's before the end of their Gator career.
Now, Concordia is coming into here Friday night, you know, and they blew us out the first time we played them this year. I think they blew us out by 23. We weren't ready. You know, but we turned our season around against them in the early in the second semester when we swept them, won our first game at Concordia in many years, then beat them the next night or two nights later in our gym. But they beat McGill last week, and we lost to McGill by 20. So, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough game. It's seniors' night, all right? So for all you people out there, all right, you can come and see Edith Noblechilla, Mara Marchesotti, Noemi Amelpati, and Maeva Denali for the last time in their career. And I think it would mean a lot. And then there's going to be a special ceremony for all four of those girls following the game where they're going to be recognized for their contributions to Bishop's University and the women's program. And we are very grateful that they spent their time here and they've all made outstanding contributions to our program. So the game has got great meaning to it, and we're looking forward to it. Diane, what other games are coming up?
So on Thursday, McGill will be at Laval, and on Saturday, UCAM will play at McGill, and Laval will play at Concordia.
All right, and as far as, you know, we gave the girls Sunday off, all right? We had a tough, tough week last week, and we were mentally and physically exhausted. On Monday, you know, I wanted to give them the day off from me. All right, so what we did was we lifted and they shot for 30 minutes each. All right, but they did it on their own time and they reported in, which was good. All right, this morning we were back at it. I felt like we had a hangover from the McGill game and the Laval game. And they had trouble activating themselves this morning. But we sorted that out, and Coach Norman had to light a fire under them a bit and get them going, and I'm prepared to do that at times. And I thought we had a very productive practice in the end, Diane.
Yes.
Hopefully we're the next couple of days we can prepare for Concordia, and that's about it. What's the rest of the action look like in the league this week?
So for the CJEP League, it's also their last week of competition for the regular season. So on Tuesday, Edouard Montpetit will be here to play against Champlain-Lennoxville. And on Friday, there will be three games. Champlain-St. Lambert will be at Edouard Montpetit. After, we'll have Dawson at Sainte-Foy. And lastly, Trois-Rivières at Vanier.
Okay, and I think there's a big, like in the University League, I'm going to be watching eagerly on, I think Thursday night, McGill's at Laval, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And on on Saturday, Concordia is at Laval, right?
Laval's at Concordia.
And what about the McGill?
And UCAM is at McGill.
So, you know, there's a lot to be determined in our league. The only thing that's determined is Bishop's University is in third place. And we, you know, it's been a tremendous year for us. All right? We've, you know, playoffs is going to really define who we are. But, you know, I had set a goal this year, and I don't know if I discussed it with too many people, but my goal was to jump over Concordia and UCAM in the conference. And, you know, we've accomplished that goal. And now our next goal is to figure out a way to win a playoff game.
Yes.
All right? And we'll try to get that done, but it ain't going to be easy. Now, this week, all right, the song of the week is not a Van Morrison tune. I know some people out there are going to be very, very disappointed. All right, but this week, Coach Andreville has taken it upon herself to have the song of the week. So, Diane, what is it?
So, it's Control is by my twin brother. And I picked this song because for the past 2 or 3 weeks, we've been saying that whenever we are going to play a team, it's not about them, it's about us. And so we have to be in control of our own actions and our own destiny and be able to focus on a task and just push through whenever things don't go our way. So I picked this song because my brother's talking about being in control and facing our opponents heads on and not being afraid and accepting challenges. And
it's a great, great... I can't wait to hear this song, Diane. And, you know, good choice. Now, what's the coaching tip of the week?
So... throughout this show, we've been talking about like how basketball is life. So for the tip of the week, I wanted to talk about teaching skills for success. So we have to teach the kids, especially at a young age, skills that they can take outside the court. So teamwork, responsibility, leadership, discipline, respect for others, and perseverance when things don't go their way. So throughout any drill, we could find moments, specific moments where we could teach them those life skills. Like last week, I talked about the follow the leader drill where the kids get to show leadership and show others what to do. There's also responsibility and discipline following rules. So at small ball, we also have a couple of rules that the kids have to follow every time. So whenever we're done with a drill, they know they have to put the balls away, go get some water, and then they're not allowed to take the balls back unless one of the coaches lets them know. So it sets them to be disciplined, and those skills they can take outside the court. And as they get older, it will help them get jobs, be better in school, and it'll be beneficial for them in the long run.
You know, it's an absolute great message, as usual, from Coach Andreville. And, you know, one thing I preach when I recruit kids, all right, and one thing I tell kids a lot is, well, with this whole thing where I'm talking about basketball is life and life is basketball, it's you got to understand that what I'm talking about is the intangibles that you learn, all right, when you compete at an elite level and there's expectations placed on you and demands that sometimes get you out of your comfort zone. The positives that come out of being in such an environment are, as Coach Andreville just mentioned, when you go into the job market, all right, and you've played in front of crowds of 1,000, 2,000 people with tremendous pressure on you, I believe that you've got certain skills that you can use to help master your professional life, such as resilience, working as a team, responsibility, dedication, commitment, sacrifice, all these little things that go well beyond the scope of the game of basketball, which helps contribute to your success further in life. So, Diane, once again, great show. And you see, what I learned about Diane today is the fact that, you know, she has a twin brother. He's a musician, all right? And this has just opened up the door for some... I think next week we're going to interview Coach Andreville so I can learn more about her life, so I can build my relationship. I often say to people, and I say this to my wife, I build relationships by not building relationships. All right? And I think maybe Coach Norman's going to have to change a bit. All right? Anyways, great show, Diane.
Thanks, Coach.
We will be back next week. Hopefully, we're going to have a smile on our face because we played well on Friday night. And we'll be in a playoff game next week, Wednesday, but we're not sure quite where that's going to be yet. So have a great end of week, a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much. You tell me.